Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Ooh. Wow. Chunky. News. News.
No. No. No.
What is
news? I did not like that.
News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
I was trying to make it more like rockery.
No, I know like what you screamy, were trying you know? To yeah, do. But I mean, if you were to
I
assess
it. I thought
it
was like a cat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, scale of 1 to 10, how do you think you did?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Poorly.
Yeah, yeah. Like a negative number, right? Negative integers?
Yep.
Approaching zero?
Just a regular day, boss.
Yep, all right.
Doing what I normally do.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. The Grammys have been canceled.
Is that true?
Yes, due to the LA fires.
They canceled them?
Yep.
They finally, okay. I just want to say I saw a thing that said they're also postponing the Oscar noms a week.
There's like, yeah, some priorities.
Because it's a little, hey, here's Hollywood glitz and glamour while it's like.
And here's all of these, you know.
You can't have an award ceremony. Like everybody getting drunk. Do they get drunk at the Grammys? No. It's just the Globes.
I think so.
Which one do they get drunk at? I don't know.
The Globes, I think, doesn't the Golden Globes have the...
It's tables.
Yeah, and that's the one that's like notorious because I think they take it less serious than the
Is that the one
ones.
That Nikki Glaser just did? What was that?
I think so, yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they were hammered at that. Yeah.
But they are donating because, you know, they obviously have been preparing for it, but they're going to donate all of the resources and stuff to
the fire victims.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Golden Globes is one of the few award shows that serves food and drink to the stars.
Yes.
So
they are hammered at it. Yeah. Where the Grammys, you're sitting in like...
Oh, you're right.
You're sitting
right.
in like an auditorium.
Like theater
sitting
seats
in
or
seats.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not getting hammered at that. So it's not postponed. Just
what I saw was canceled.
But then will they just tell us who would have won?
I don't know.
Yeah, and does this affect next year if they cancel it to all the ones that were in the running this year? Do they get an extra year of eligibility? So now...
Yeah, that feels weird. It's like I wrote a dope album this year. Like, for example...
Benson Boone.
Yeah. Well, and the single that I just released that...
That
was,
gets applied to next year.
I was going to let it go, but now the Grammys came up. Did you guys submit it for Grammys for me? Did you guys do the stuff? So that
Oh,
the
we
jealous
submitted
song?
It. We got to work what the splits are going to be. Good evening.
There's no splits.
We're
my
on it.
My kids are on it. Yeah.
You think you get... Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I've told you my son has an agent
for being
now.
For singing on it.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
How much do you think you get? Like, I was a studio musician at one point. You know what you get? Money. Like, a little bit of money for the session. Mm-hmm. And Aaron, you just went, talking all that. Beep up.
Still on it. Doesn't matter.
You think you get a point? You don't even get a point for that.
3%.
No, that's 3 points. No, what are you talking about? Well, thus far, the song... By the way, you can download the song on the Alice... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good evening. Good evening. Volunteers are in need, and I'm curious if anyone in this room might be qualified to do it. The National Archive is seeking volunteers to read cursive handwriting. Apparently, we have a bunch of 200 years of handwritten U.S. documents, and they're all in cursive, and no one knows how to read them anymore.
So are you being serious?
I'm being dead serious. Yeah. So the National Archives are like, look, we got to figure out what these things say.
You really can't. There's people. You can read it, right?
I can read it. Although I remember getting birthday cards and stuff from my grandmother when I was a little kid, And there's something about when you're really, really good at cursive.
Yes.
Then it's hard. It's harder to read. It flows almost too well. And so I used to struggle. And especially when you open it and the check falls out and you have to pretend like.
Oh, I'm reading the rest of it and all you want to look at is the check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can read those. Those were always perfectly legible.
Somehow legible. I am. The weird thing is I should get this from my parents' house. My parents have a cursive typewriter.
What?
It's legit.
Whoa. That's like cool.
It is. It's not. But it's like not electric. So it's like.
Yeah.
Like you have to.
But it's cursive.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It really is a thing. And it's like, I mean, it's not great, obviously, because but it, they don't always connect. But it's like, I'm going to get that typewriter and I'm going to start.
Yeah. When's the last time you wrote in cursive, do you think?
The day we were done learning to write in cursive was the last day I wrote in cursive. Like I've always wanted, I was always a math guy. Mm-hmm. So I make my eights with two circles.
I do too. Mm. Just because I think it's cleaner.
It's like a drafting. So like the idea of intentionally writing illegibly as a math guy made me crazy inside.
That makes sense.
Like for the longest time, now my signature is like a doctor or whatever, but like for the longest time you could read my name. Like I find, you know what I'm saying? It's like M-I, like you could read every letter and now it's just like, it's just a thing. So yeah, no, I stopped writing in cursive that day. My daughter was way into it and now she's so mad that she spent so much time on it.
Why?
Yeah. Because it's a useless skill. Everybody's like, you gotta know cursive. It's like, for what?
Yeah.
You don't even know how to, like how many times do you put pen to paper now? Never. Everything's, like if you write a grocery list,
When's the last time I wrote a ransom note?
It's like years. That's when you cut out.
Yeah, I was going to say magazine letters.
But you do it in cursive because that's not your handwriting. So you could.
I thought you were supposed to use the opposite hand.
Oh, that's
for something else.
Hmm. Oh.
I'm doing that right.
Good evening. You know what? Today's Make Your Dream Come True Day, and like after
really?
That whole thing, T-Hack, you make your dreams come true.
That's it? That's all you're going to say?
Yeah.
It's Make Your Dream Come True Day. That was the shortest story we've ever had on News or Nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Looking to improve your marriage, there's one simple thing that you need to be doing at night in the bedroom.
Mm.
With which hand?
Well, either, actually, because
spicy.
The thing you need to be doing. Any guesses?
Something, first off, insulting to ask me how to improve a marriage. Let's just start there.
Okay.
How do you improve your marriage?
Insulting to keep us off the proceeds of your jealous song.
You're right. No, it's not. Okay. When are we playing it again?
My son had ice cream for breakfast. His agent is a hardball guy. Like, I don't know what. You're not going to give her
3%? All right. Well, we'll see if it starts getting airplay internationally. What can you do to save your marriage in the bedroom? Get rid of the TV. No,
because he said you...
You have to do it.
With your hands. Either hand.
Well, I said...
Either hand, yeah. You're overthinking it.
Touch.
No, it's... Oh.
Ding, ding, ding. You need to touch your partner while you sleep. 94% of couples who touched while sleeping were happier. This is actually something I've been doing a lot lately. Is just actually cuddling, I guess you would say, putting a hand on. Because I'm like I go to sleep, I kind of turn the other way.
You turn the opposite way?
Yeah.
It is weird, yeah.
Yeah, don't touch me.
No, but like, you remember, Aaron, like you've dated a lot recently.
Was that an insult?
No. I'm just saying, do you spend the night together?
Sometimes.
It feels weird to like be like wham bam and then like flip sides. So you're like, there's so much more cuddling.
You'll cuddle a little bit
You got to stick with it as long as you can.
No.
You do because you don't want to. And then I don't remember when it is.
I'm saying I'm going to bed. That's your side.
You let him stay.
Yeah. But like, that's your side. Don't touch me.
You really do
we'll
that?
We'll reconnect in the morning. Yeah. I need my sleep.
I feel similarly. Yeah. You're cuddling or whatever, but there's a point where it's like, and now I roll over and now I sleep. But yeah. I've been fighting that habit. And I've been getting a lot of touching, a lot of groping going on in the hack house. And it's great. We're happier.
Let's just wrap this thing up.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.